Episode 1498, Whose Fault Is It Anyway?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. It is Relationship Builders Day, and are you ready to start building a stronger foundation within your marriage, in your relationship? Well, what if someone's done something wrong, though? Whose fault is it anyway? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, in marriage, we have an incredible impact on our partner. And in a relationship, we all carry the weight, whether it's good weight or bad weight. And no, we're not talking about what number we see on the scale. When things aren't going right in your marriage, or you're struggling, there's troubles on the horizon, whose fault is it anyway? Do you quickly make your spouse the scapegoat, placing all the blame on him? Or are you one who looks in the mirror and sees what part you played? Marriages would be a lot stronger if we all had the guts to look at ourselves first and see what part of the blame we carry. But we want the easy way out. I don't want to carry the blame, do you? Why cause more distress and frustration when all the blame can be on someone else? You know the saying, life isn't fair, and that applies to marriage. Marriage is a two-way street. Very rarely are the disagreements and difficulties one-sided. Now, of course, there's always an exception to that rule. But let's dive into the majority for time's sake. If marriage is a two-way street, that means two people are responsible for the results or outcomes, whether good or bad. Now, most of us would gladly own up to all the good vibrations in the marriage, right? All the good ideas, all the great attitudes, all the loving deeds. You just came off of Valentine's Day, and I know you had the perfect Valentine's Day, right? You got the perfect presents, wrote the perfect card. It was a hallmark of all Valentines. You would say, yeah, I carry those good vibrations in my marriage, all the exceptional experiences. However, as the struggles become apparent, we are quick to place the blame on the other finger. We're great at pointing fingers, aren't we? Well, he did this. He would do that. He should have done this. He could have. All logical reasons. Yet, the reverse can be said about you. Ouch. That stings, doesn't it? And oh boy, do I know. I've been faced many times with the blame game pieces all lined up perfectly to prove I was right and he was wrong. You better believe it. Where did that get me? Absolutely nowhere. So why do we keep playing a game that we lose at every time? Well, that's one question we really need to ponder. I know I do. Because ultimately, you control only you. And as much as you wish you could wave your magic wand to change your husband into the perfect prince, it's never going to happen. And what fun that would be anyway. If everything was perfect, there would be no making up. Wink, wink, just saying. Whose fault is it anyway? The one thing I've learned is that you focus on what you can control. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Focus on what you can control. Honestly, does it really matter whose fault it is anyway? Probably not. Think about what you say to your children when one comes and tattletales on the other. Now, if your children are much older, maybe you have to think back many, many years. But I even look at my children. And it's funny because they'll come and tell me a story of when they tattletaled on the other one from memories way back when. And I'm thinking, and that's how you remember the story? That's not how mama remembers the story. But when our children approach us, what do? We say, oh, wait now. The key is what? Drawing attention to what each party can control. We say, well, what was your part? And what was your part? And we go to both sides, right? We ask the questions, trying to figure out the perspective from both parties involved, both children, what they're doing. So when you're talking about it in a marriage, focus on what you can control. Number one, look at the situation from the spouse's perspective. Now, I know this is going to be a hard one to grasp because that means we have to possibly be admitting in the midst of looking at ourselves from our spouse's perspective that we're wrong. And that just does not fit well with the ego, does it? But I'm telling you, it does an extraordinary thing in your marriage when you can begin to see what your spouse sees. So you got to look at the situation from your spouse's perspective. And that's hard to do. And it takes practice. It does not happen overnight. And in some circumstances, it's harder to do than others. So honestly, practice is progress. So just keep practicing. I practice every day. Some moments I nail it. And other moments I'm like, ooh, I better go back to the drawing board because I sure do not know what I'm talking about. Look at the situation from your spouse's perspective. Number two, another hard one. Apologize for your shortcomings or wrongdoings. I know, I'm sorry. Again, it's going to hurt the ego, but it does something incredible for the heart. And the bond that it brings in a marriage is even greater. So we have to begin to understand that apologies have to be heartfelt and meant. You just can't give a cold apology. It's not accepted. And in fact, that's worse than even not apologizing. So when you apologize, it's got to come from the heart. And it will go far when it happens. And guess what? We all make mistakes. And in fact, it's a lot easier if we just own up to them and say, hey, I'm sorry for this. I didn't mean it like this. Or you took it this way. I'm sorry that it came out that way. I did not mean for my tongue to lash out at you. And that was wrong of me. Will you accept my apology? It's not that hard. Guess what, though? It takes practice. I know this whole day is about practice. I'm so sorry. But you're going to start practicing because practice brings progress, and it moves your relationship what? Forward. And ultimately, that is what we're doing in our marriages. Every day is a choice to make a change to impact our spouse. God has blessed you with an incredible partner in your life. Do they do everything right all the time? No. I know I don't, and I know mine does not either. And he would own up to that. Now, probably earlier in our marriage, he probably would not own up to that. So it does take some time to work through this process of what? Breaking the walls down because we all put them up. And most of our walls are self-made because they're our egos. We want to be right all the time. We want to have control. Come on, women, especially us. We want control. Why? Because we have to control everything. We control the family. We control dinner most of the time. I mean, I know, guys, you do some cooking too. But women, you are doing a ton of things when it comes to control within the family structure. And that's not putting us up on a pedestal. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just laying a fact out that says this is from where we are coming from. And so for us to step off of that, it feels weird. And we put up these brick walls. And most of the time, it's what? Our egos. So we've got to break them down. So look at the situation from your spouse's perspective. Number two, apologize for your shortcomings or wrongdoings. It will go miles and miles and miles. And I promise you, it will be heartwarming and heartfelt when it comes from you and when you really mean it. Number three, change what you can. Yeah, make adjustments. You know you're not going to do things right, and that's okay. Own up to them, and then what? Put things in place to start making the changes. If you're one who has a tongue that lashes all the time, maybe you need to come up with something that when you feel in your body, you're kind of getting a little hot, overheated. Maybe your neck's getting a little bit warm, or even some people even talk about pain in their head or in their jaw because of just all the anxiety and the energy that's forming within. It's like literally a boiling pot of water and you have a lid on it, but it can't come off the lid. There's nowhere for it to go. And so all the bubbles and all the heat are trapped in there. There's no little steam spout that releases the pressure or anything. No. And then all of a sudden you just open up and it blows, right? And everything goes everywhere. And you got a broken lid. You've got water everywhere. It's a mess. Same when it comes to your anger or your tongue lashing out. We have to find a way to what? Control that. And so when we feel that happening in our body, we can come up with a tool or strategy to either step away from the situation, to give us the 10 second, 30 second, a minute, 2 minutes, whatever you need to calm down, breathing techniques. There's lots of different things that you can utilize in order to say, okay, step back. I know for me, initially it was mom's in timeout. If I felt like I was going to lash out at the kids, I was like, okay, mom's done. I'll be right back. Because I know I can continue the story without a problem. I have no problem leaving the situation because I can pick it right back up when I come back. So taking that break, that breather is very, very important. So change what you can. Make those adjustments. You are not less than when you make a change. Did you hear that? You are not less than when you make a change. In fact, you're actually greater than. That's when you begin to walk those miles of greatness. Because you begin to realize that, I don't have it all together. And that's okay. But I can learn to do better every single moment of opportunities that come my way. And I know I've walked the path. I've walked those miles. And some, I nail them. And others, nope, not so much. There's a few thorny bushes along my path. And I hit them and, oh, they hurt. But I pick myself back up and we get back on the path. And we figure it out. So change what you can. And finally, number four, love him where he's at. Love your wife where she's at. We all struggle. We all go through seasons. And unless if it's something that is directly connected to both of you equally, you do not feel the same thing in the season that your spouse is in. And that's important to recognize. And so when I say love your spouse where they're at, it's simply that. It's unconditional love. Sometimes that means you give them space. Stop asking all the questions. Just hold her. Just love him. That's all. And sometimes it is sitting there, guys, and listening to your wife tell the story 1,500 different times because that's what she needs at that time in her life. And women, sometimes we have to be okay with a 3-sentence answer. It's all right. We'll make it through. Does it really matter whose fault it is if you keep the focus on what you can control? No, it really doesn't. So are you ready to put the focus on you and make the necessary changes regardless of how hard it is? If you're saying that's me, I'm ready. I'm ready to break down the brick walls that I've put up for myself. I'm ready to demolish the ego that maybe I haven't really recognized. And hey, I know I have it too. It's not that it's prideful. It's just being honest. It's the fault of being a human being here on earth. But we can walk in that fault knowing that we can make changes and adjustments where we fall short. And God's walking right there with you. And if you're saying, that is me, I want to come beside you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. You want a time to chat just about what you're going through? Maybe you've been stepping on too many thorns. Maybe you've been fighting too many battles in your marriage and you've had enough and you're ready to start making some changes. If that's you, I look forward to our conversation. Click on that link and we will set up a time to chat very soon. You know, when someone comes to me and says, whose fault is it? Who would you blame? This is a situation. It's important to take a step back and really look at it and see it through God's eyes. and it's hard to do. But when we begin to look at our situation through our spouse's perspective and apologize for our shortcomings, changing what we can, and then ultimately loving unconditionally, that's where we begin to move mountains in our marriage. That's where the foundation grows deeper and deeper. The roots get stronger and stronger. Are you ready to build strong roots today? I know you are. Focus on what you can control, because God's got the rest. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.